堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加商业英语会谈时间节目。在今天我们要参加的会谈里，咨询顾问 Tate 女士要和电脑平面造型设计师 Roy Hyde 见面。 Hyde 先生曾经在广告公司工作，但是这家公司裁员的时候把他解雇了，于是他决定独立自主，自己经营电脑平面造型设计业务，目前业绩不错，正打算扩大业务范围。我们先学几个生词，再参加他俩的讨论。电脑平面造型英文是 graphic， G-R-A-P-H-I-C， graphic 表示被辞退的意思的短语是be laid off， be laid off。 而裁员用英文来表示就是 downsize， D-O-W-N-S-I-Z-E， downsize。 好，我们来听听 Hyde 先生跟咨询顾问见面以后首先谈起的问题。Hyde 先生为什么要自己开公司？
How are things in the graphic design business, Mr. Hyde?
Great. I really like being my own boss.
You started your own business last year, didn't you?
Yes, right after I was laid off.
Weren't you working for an advertising firm?
Before they downsized.
In the end, being downsized worked out. Your new business is a success.
As I said, it's good to be your own boss. No one can lay you off.
Tate 女士打开话题的方式是询问 Hyde 先生的电脑平面造型设计业务。她说 How are things in the graphic design business? 以 How are things?起头的问句所要问的并不是事情的具体细节，只是问某件事的一般情况而已。这种问句常常用在开始跟别人聊天的时候。我们再听一遍他俩的一问一答。
How are things in the graphic design business, Mr. Hyde?
Great. I really like being my own boss.
Hyde 先生回答说 Great， 意思是他的电脑平面造型设计业务做得很好。除此以外，还有好几种不同的方式可以用来应答 How are things 这一类的问话，表示情况很好。你可以说 Fine， Good， Terrific 等等。刚才 Hyde 先生告诉咨询顾问，他喜欢电脑平面造型设计业务，尤其对自己当自己的老板感觉良好。他这样说
I really like being my own boss。
咨询顾问认为 Hyde 先生是最近开始自立门户的，但是他也吃不大准。为了确定一下，他用附加问句 Didn't you? 他是这样说的
You started your own business last year, didn't you?
Hyde 先生肯定他的公司确实去年才开张，并且补充说明就在他被辞退之后。他这儿用了短语 was laid off 来说被辞退。我们再听一遍他的话。
Yes, right after I was laid off.
在这句话里 ，right 是表示时间的副词，意思是立即。我们再听几个例子，里面的 right 有类似的意思。
Right after I was laid off.
Right before I started my own business.
接下来，请大家听了我们的问题之后，在停顿的时间里做出回答。请在答复里使用时间副词 right， 然后听我们的回答作为对照。
When did Mr. Hyde start his own business?
Right after he was laid off.
When was Mr. Hyde laid off?
Right before he started his own business.
现在我们再回到咨询顾问和 Hyde 先生的谈话来。咨询顾问认为 Hyde 先生以前是在一家广告公司工作的，但是他没有用陈述句来表示这个意思，而用了一个否定问句。这样说既可能是为了确证某一个信息，也可能是在促使交谈继续进行。我们再听一遍他的话。
Weren't you working for an advertising firm?
以问题的形式来陈述意思，能够展开话题。咨询顾问还可能这样问 Hyde 先生。
Weren't you laid off?
Didn't you start your own business?
现在请大家一起用这种方式来求证某一事实。在听到我们告诉你的一件事儿以后，请用否定问句来求证你听到的话对不对，然后对照下我们的说法。
I was laid off.
Weren't you laid off?
I started my own business.
Didn't you start your own business?
I'm my own boss.
Aren't you your own boss?
Hyde 先生说，他以前的确在广告公司工作，并且解释说，那是在这家公司裁员以前。我们再听一次这句话。
Before they downsized.
咨询顾问随即指出，被裁员反而使他事业有成。他这样说。
Being downsized worked out.
这里用的 lay off, downsize, 都是指解雇的比较委婉的说法，不像用 fire 说解雇那样刺耳。因为这两种说法让听的人觉得似乎是某些个人无法控制的客观因素使他们失去工作的。我们再听几个类似的例子。
I was downsized.
I was laid off.
The company laid off workers.
The company downsized.
No one can lay you off.
No one can downsize you.
刚才咨询顾问说 worked out.这个短语有不同的含义，这儿的意思是成功。他乐观地评估了 Hyde 先生失去工作以后所面临的开创新局面的处境。他的含义是失去一份工，最终反带来了个人事业的成功。我们再听听他这几句令人振奋的话。
In the end, being downsized worked out. Your new business is a success.
As I said, it's good to be your own boss.No one can lay you off.
Hyde 先生再次提起目前工作的一个令人欣慰的特点，那就是他当自己的老板，再也不必担心被解雇了。他用短语 as I said 来引述自己刚才说过的话。 As I said 是用来继续谈话并且强调说过的某一点的。现在我们再听一遍他们刚才的这段谈话，请边听边想怎么样回答这个问题。Hyde 先生为什么要自己开公司？
How are things in the graphic design business, Mr. Hyde?
Great. I really like being my own boss.
You started your own business last year, didn't you?
Yes, right after I was laid off.
Weren't you working for an advertising firm?
Before they downsized.
In the end, being downsized worked out. Your new business is a success.
As I said, it's good to be your own boss. No one can lay you off.
现在请你回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照下我们提供的答案。
Why did Mr. Hyde start his own business?
He was downsized. He was laid off.
咨询顾问接着问起 Hyde 先生的电脑平面造型设计业务。他记得 Hyde 先生还为 Tate Associates 设计了公司的标志和专用信纸。标志是 logo, L-O-G-O, logo, 上端印有名称、地址、电话等内容的专用信纸，就是 letterhead， L-E-T-T-E-R-H-E-A-D， letterhead。 咨询顾问向 Hyde 先生提出的建议是，他业务发展的下一步该是设计电脑网址，网址是 website， W-E-B web， S-I-T-E site。 好，我们来听他们接着在谈什么，并且思考这个问题。 Hyde 先生目前从事什么业务？
Your graphic design business has worked out for you.
It has. Even Tate Associates uses my design services.
That's right. Didn't you design our logo?
I designed your logo and your letterhead.
You're going to do our website too, right?
If I get into web design.
If? Web design is a logical next step for a graphic designer.
Perhaps, but it's a big step.
咨询顾问指出 ，Hyde 先生的电脑平面造型设计业务很成功。他这样说
：“Your graphic design business has worked out for you。”
而 Hyde 先生也肯定自己的业务确实不错。他说：“甚至 Tate Associates 也是他的主顾之一。”我们再听一次他的话
：“It has. Even Tate Associates uses my design services.”
他用了 even。这个词来强调 Tate Associates 也使用他的服务这个事实。请注意 even 这个词一定要放在句子里所要强调的词之前。咨询顾问想起 Hyde 先生曾经为他的咨询公司提供服务，而且似乎还记得具体做了什么，是公司的标志。提起这事儿的时候，他又用了否定问句而不是陈述句，因为他不能完全肯定。我们再听一次他说的话。
That's right. Didn't you design our logo?
Hyde 先生为 Tate Associates 设计的不仅是公司标志，还有带公司抬头的信纸。他这样说。
I designed your logo and your letterhead.
咨询顾问很想知道 Hyde 先生是否还会为他们设计网址。他不但是想知道，而且更要鼓励 Hyde 先生这样做。于是他没用问句，而用陈述句，说他会这样做。然而在陈述句后面附加 right 一词，是问他意下如何。我们再听一遍他的话。
You're going to do our website too, right?
Hyde 先生是否为他们设计网址，取决于他是否开始从事网址设计。动词短语 get into 含义是进入某一行业或者开始从事某事。我们再听几个例子。
Are you going to get into logo design?
Is Mr. Hyde going to get into computers?
Hyde 先生回答说，只有在他从事网址设计的前提下，他才会为 Tate Associates 设计网址。咨询顾问对他把设计网址作为尚未确定的条件感到惊讶，他只用了一个词 if 来问你这样说究竟是什么意思呢？因为在他的心目中，设计网址是势在必行的事情。他用了 logical L-O-G-I-C-A-L logical 这个词，意思是必然的，合乎逻辑的。我们再听一遍他的话。
If web design is a logical next step for a graphic designer.
开展业务或者扩展业务得一步步进行。在图形设计业务中，网址设计只是发展业务的步骤之一。他在这儿用了 step 这个词。Hyde 先生同意，这也许是他该走的下一步。但是又表示自己还没有做好充分的准备来一步跨进网址设计的行业，因为这是举足轻重的决定。他这样说
Perhaps, but it's a big step.
接下来我们要再听一遍他俩的讨论，请边听边准备回答这个问题。 Hyde 先生目前从事什么业务？
Your graphic design business has worked out for you.
It has. Even Tate Associates uses my design services.
That's right. Didn't you design our logo?
I designed your logo and your letterhead.
You're going to do our website too, right?
If I get into web design.
If? Web design is a logical next step for a graphic designer.
Perhaps, but it's a big step.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后听听我们的答案作为对照。
What is Mr. Hyde's business?
Graphic design.
今天 Hyde 先生是来请教咨询公司怎么把自己的业务扩展到网址设计领域的。扩展的英文是 expand, E-X-P-A-N-D, expand. 他意识到要这样做就需要投资，包括电脑设备的投资和人员投资。名词投资的英文是 investment, I-N-V-E-S-T-M-E-N-T, investment.动词投资是 invest, I-N-V-E-S-T, invest. 咨询顾问提醒他说，开展新业务需要功能强大的电脑。我们继续听他俩的谈话吧，请边听边想这个问题。 Hyde 先生想设计什么？
So, you've come to us to...
I've come to you for advice.I need to expand. I need to grow.
You want to expand into designing websites.
I want to design websites. No, I have to design websites. But...
But with expansion comes investment.
Yes. I need to invest in computers and personnel.
You'll need powerful computers to do web designs.
And skilled designers to use the computers.
咨询顾问展开话题的方式是引导他解释来意，他并不直截了当地问你为什么来这儿，而是采用一句没有说完的话来启发 Hyde 先生解释自己来访的目的。咨询顾问的意思是让 Hyde 先生接过话头，把没说完的话说完。我们再听一次咨询顾问的话，特别注意他的语调，并且故意把 to 拖长，这样是暗示 Hyde 先生接过话头。
So, you've come to us to...
我们再来听听用来打开话题的类似的几句话和接应的话。
So, you started your own business because...
I started my own business because I was laid off.
So, you want to design websites to...
To expand my business.
So, you were laid off because...
Because my advertising firm downsized.
Hyde 先生不仅想要设计网址，而且还觉得他必须这样做。所以这不只是愿望，还更是需要。然而他对这样扩展业务仍然有点举棋不定。我们再听一遍他怎么表示自己的想法。
I want to design websites. No, I have to design websites, but...
咨询顾问预计他会说什么，于是替他把话说完。他已经想到 Hyde 先生会担心扩展所需要的投资。他们刚才是这样说的。
But with expansion comes investment.
With expansion comes investment. 这样的句子结构显示这两件事儿有连带关系。当然 Hyde 先生意识到要扩展就必须投资。他必须在电脑设备和工作人员方面花费资金。工作人员的英文是 personnel, P-E-R-S-O-N-N-E-L, personnel. 我们再听一次这句话。
Yes, I need to invest in computers and personnel.
咨询顾问进一步说，新电脑必须功能强大。而 Hyde 先生也接着说，还需要技术熟练的设计人员。设计人员是 designer, D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R, D-E-S-I-G-N-E-R, designer, 就是动词 design, 加上后缀 er。我们再听一遍这几句话，注意里面有和动词 design 好像是同一家的几个词。
You'll need powerful computers to do web designs.
And skilled designers to use the computers.
刚才的这几句话里有名词设计，也是 design, 还有名词设计人员 designer。好，让我们再听一遍他俩刚才的谈话，看看你能回答这个问题吗？ Hyde 先生想要设计什么？
So, you've come to us to...
I've come to you for advice. I need to expand. I need to grow.
You want to expand into designing websites.
I want to design websites. No, I have to design websites. But
with expansion comes investment.
Yes. I need to invest in computers and personnel.
You'll need powerful computers to do web designs.
And skilled designers to use the computers.
现在请大家回答这个问题，然后对照一下我们的回答。
What does Mr. Hyde want to design?
He wants to design websites.
现在请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部谈话。他们是从 Hyde 先生的电脑平面造型设计业务怎么开张说起的。
How are things in the graphic design business, Mr. Hyde?
Great. I really like being my own boss.
You started your own business last year, didn't you?
Yes, right after I was laid off.
Weren't you working for an advertising firm?
Before they downsized.
In the end, being downsized worked out. Your new business is a success.
As I said, it's good to be your own boss. No one can lay you off.
Your graphic design business has worked out for you.
It has. Even Tate Associates uses my design services.
That's right. Didn't you design our logo?
I designed your logo and your letterhead.
You're going to do our website, too, right?
If I get into web design.
If. Web design is a logical next step for a graphic designer.
Perhaps, but it's a big step.
So, you've come to us to...
I've come to you for advice. I need to expand. I need to grow.
You want to expand into designing websites.
I want to design websites.No, I have to design websites, but...
But with expansion comes investment.
Yes, I need to invest in computers and personnel.
You'll need powerful computers to do web designs.
And skilled designers to use the computers.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是问对方喜欢什么。当你出去做客或者用餐的时候，别人常常会问你喜欢吃什么或者喝什么，往往会有这样的对话。
We have coffee and tea. Which would you prefer?
Tea, please.
主人会说出可供选择的东西，然后问客人想要什么，而客人在有两种选择的情况下，很可能会简单地说出其中的一样作为回答。我们再听一遍主客间的对话。
We have coffee and tea. Which would you prefer?
Tea, please.
客人加上 please 这个词表示礼貌。当然你也可以说 thanks. 再请听这个例子。
We have coffee and tea. Which would you prefer?
Tea, thanks.
虽然加上 please 或者 thanks 是表示礼貌。但是你也可以简单地说出你喜欢什么而不加任何客套，例如在下面的话里。
We have cold tea and hot tea. Which would you prefer?
Hot.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky, 请您再来参加我们的下一次会谈，到时候咨询顾问要谈的 怎么样在新技术领域做投资。听众朋友，这次会谈时间就到这儿，我是伟伟，这个节目由 Dr. Lockheed 编写，严华编辑，伟伟改编，博明导播，谢谢收听，各位下次再见。